Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Willie Nelson, for that song. I actually saw Willie Nelson just about a week ago, and a future I'm Not That Dad vlog will feature clips from that concert. You can email me any questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. It is time for the Women's Room, and we have special guest Gina Schreck, who is the president and chief hooligan at Synapse Connecting, an interactive media and technology company where they manage the daily social activities for organizations. She is also married and the mother of four almost grown children, almost was highlighted in her bio, ages 28, 26, 21, and 16. Her son Jacob was a freshman at Columbine High School in 1999 during the school tragedy, and she is going to get us discussing ways to help our kids deal with tragedy and the media coverage around it. Gina will take off her geeky hat and put on her mom jeans for this one. Connect with her on Twitter at Gina Schreck. That's S-C-H-R-E-C-K. Welcome to the show, Gina.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I knew it was a dad's point of view, and I was trying to grow a mustache, and then I realized, okay, I'm in the ladies' room. I can change.
Well, you know, the funny thing about men and women is everything I do has dad in the name. The radio show, my chat, my columns, my vlogs, and yet my audience is absolutely at least 50% women. And I believe that's because women, moms in particular, are as interested in what the dads and men are doing right. as they are in what their own gender is doing, while men more or less don't give a hoot.
Well, and I think women are excited to see that men are wanting to kind of take that active role and so kind of have that supportive nature as well.
Well, that's what I find so wonderful about Dad Chat is that organically we have equal participation from the men and the women,
right.
whereas from what I understand from the moms and other women I know that participate in female-oriented or mom-centric chats, there's very few men except for occasional lurkers. Anyway, be that as it may, I would love your insight as a woman, as a mom of four, to the topic we're going to discuss at Dad Chat tonight, and in particular, having literally lived through the Columbine High School thing and, sadly, nearby, the recent tragedy. I'd love your reflections.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and it's hard because anytime, anywhere in the world you hear these tragedies occur, it just kind of floods the, you know, opens up that memory floodgate and you start recalling all of that again. And so it's just been a, you know, obviously a rough week for everyone, and, you know, our hearts are just broken for these families. And so it's just hard, and I really was interested in earlier in your show, you know, the whole concept, and tonight we talk about, you know, who's to blame, and, you know, parents, media, really as a society, you know, the decline of our values, which goes back to Hollywood and media, which leads to broken homes, which leads to kids at home by themselves and video games. You know, there's so many fingers that we can point, and I think rightly we point them at all of us, you know, at everyone, because I think everybody is somewhat to blame for these things that continue to happen. And it's just when you see them in the news, immediately you know, you're angry and you're saddened, and then what most people don't realize is just the tragedy, the ripple effect of, you know, when we went through what we did at Columbine in 99, you know, our neighborhood, we had six kids on our street that were either shot, killed, you know, injured in some way, and families that didn't even have children there. The divorces that happened in that neighborhood, the stress that was put on people, it was just very sad to see how that ripples across the nation.
That's a really important point. I believe I read a statistic somewhere that the death of a child invariably to the tune of something like 80% of the time will result in a couple divorcing,
right.
Whether it's a natural cause. And I would think if it was a violent cause, it might even be worse,
it's
because you can't help but want to assign blame.
Yeah.
You know, why didn't you pick them up earlier? Why weren't you there? I mean, you can't accept it.
Right.
So the human being is looking to lash out. What I found that was so interesting is my column was very explicit. The very first sentence of my column says, I don't blame the movie or Hollywood per se. I just question what all this is doing to our values.
Yeah.
And yet the comments, the ones that were against it, were so angry that it was clear they weren't reading or even responding to what I wrote. They were just venting their own anger.
Well, and I think it's so easy for people to say, oh, that's crazy to say that the media and video games and television is, you know, will result in violent behavior. And then they use the thing of, I myself play violent video games.
Right. Or well, my kids did and they're fine.
But
all
we're
talking about is common sense, like Wayne did in the men's room earlier on our show. He said his kids were playing a James Bond game. They started getting aggressive. They pulled the game and they stopped being aggressive.
Right.
That's just common sense.
You know, and if you even look back in our short history dealing with media and violence and things that we've covered, you know, in the in TV media, you know, I've never heard of a killer who grew up playing Wii Fit or, you know, watching Disney Channel or, you know, and I was surprised. And then I realized, you know, you made a good point about the Guitar Hero, but he probably wasn't playing Maroon 5 or Yanni, you know. So it does, you know, what we put in our head does affect us. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to be violent, but I do think that it cannot make us a more pleasant person, you know.
Okay, that's a point. At the very least, it isn't going to enhance the human condition.
Exactly.
It's not going to make us kinder and sweeter and charitable to leave The Dark Knight Rises or any movie that depicts extreme violence and think, you know what, I think I'm going to go volunteer at the soup kitchen today.
And, you know, and you look at that and say, why is it when we see a happy movie, a comedy, we leave feeling good?
And humming the melody and skipping along.
Yeah. So,
what do you think, Gina, about what I was discussing with both Wayne and Pastor Drew about babies, human beings out of the womb? Do you believe we're inherently good or bad, or, as I believe, neutral, and we're impacted therefore by our world environment and parenting?
I've actually had this discussion with my kids, and here's the analogy I used. I said, we are born into a world that has evil in it. So I think we are born, and we have this perfect child that is born, but it's like a goldfish being born in a fish bowl that the other fish that have been in there have polluted. So the babies are born into a world where there is evil present. So, you know, how then that's where parenting comes in, how we shield, how we filter, how we teach. That child is exposed to more of that, or we protect them from more of that.
Hmm.
That's the analogy that helps.
Well, we're very
it.
Similar. I mean, it's in our belief. Then, a lot of people do believe that human beings are inherently good, and I just don't believe it. I think we're born inherently neutral.
Look at a 2-year-old that starts misbehaving. Where did they learn that?
Right, and so, look at any playground.
Yeah, so they do have that in them because we are born with a sinful nature. So.
We're nearly out of time, Gina. I know for those that are listening live, which is really only in the Santa Barbara area, we are going to be joining each other for Dad Chat tonight. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you intend to discuss?
You know, I think really as parents, learning how to determine whether we filter, whether we shield, and how we teach in times of tragedy. I think parents become so obsessed by what's going on when there's tragedy that we forget that our kids are watching, and so... You know, I always say the best tool we can use is the power button on our television and turn things off.
By the way, you wrote a great column about both tonight and your experiences at living through the Columbine disaster. Quickly tell us where we can find the column and find you because we're out of time.
Yeah, you know, because I typically blog all technical stuff on our regular blog. So I started a new blog, and it's just called Gina Unplugged. And it's just GinaUnplugged.wordpress.com. And I just kind of launched that as I wrote this article of the 5 things that we learned through Columbine.
It's a marvelous article. I highly recommend it. It's linked to the Dad Chat post on my website as well. You can follow Gina at Gina Schreck. Is that the correct pronunciation, by the way?
It is, just like the movie.
Okay, S-C-H-R-E-C-K. That's unlike the movie.
Right.
Thank you so much, Gina. I look forward to sharing the pedestal with you or the what's the right
keyboard.
Word? The podium with you. At Dad Chat
keyboard.
Tonight. I think you're going to have to come back on the show again. That's an order.
Well, I will adhere to that.
Good.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to tonight, a lively chat.
It will indeed. It's time for another break. We'll be back after these messages with a closing remarks from yours truly, so stay tuned.
Jonah and the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do when everything was look so dark. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.